Hello and welcome to International Report. Have you ever had a question to which you'd love to know the answer? How many teeth does a great white shark have? How do slugs find lettuce in the garden? Well, it's James Seuss's job to find the answers. James works in a team of people in New York's public library who spend their days answering a myriad of strange questions. Colin Flynn went to meet him and has this report.
There is a phone number in the United States which you can call and ask any question that you've ever cared to wonder. I'm in New York, walking down Madison Avenue, and have always been puzzled by the huge amounts of steam that sometimes billows up from the streets. So, I'm giving them a call.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for calling Ask NYPL. Jim speaking. How can I help you today?
Hey, Jim, quick question for you. The steam that I see all around me here.
This is Ask NYPL, a service from the New York Public Library, and it's a bit like a human Google. You give them a question, and they'll find the answer.
It's a combination of telephone and communications cooling systems, as well as our subway infrastructure. So there's a number of sources that actually causes the steam. It doesn't look like there's one single source.
And I've come here to the New York Public Library in Midtown Manhattan to meet the man behind the voice I've just heard.
I'm James from Sarasota, Florida. Been here in New York about 24 years.
James is one of a team of people who answer the phone here at Ask NYPL, finding answers for people who call from all over the United States.
One of the basic things all people of all walks of life have is curiosity. And I like to think that the library is an excellent place to fill that curiosity. At the end of the day, we need to really recognize and accept that some questions can't be answered over the phone, and that we would be willing to intake those questions. And if the caller has an email address, we can then route those questions to an expert. And we can spend a little bit more time and give the question the consideration and time and resources that it really merits. Of course, if it's something pretty straightforward, like how many teeth does a great white shark have, which I've just learned, I think it's 300 some teeth.
If it's I can't argue with you there, James.
Yeah. If it's something that's pretty straightforward, we can answer that immediately. Some questions really require more research.
And over the years, they've received hundreds of thousands of phone calls and keep a log of the more unusual questions they get asked, like these ones.
Thanks for calling Ask NYPL.
I'd like to know, does anyone have a copyright on the Bible?
Is it possible to keep an octopus in a private home?
How many neurotic people are there in the U.S.?
What does it mean when you dream you're being chased by an elephant?
It's a good thing that James and his colleagues enjoy answering questions like these. And why wouldn't he? He's always been a curious person himself, even as a little boy.
Actually, I brought with me a childhood book that I had, and it was something that was given to me by my grandmother. It was called Tell Me Why, and when I was a kid, I always used to ask some very not-so-easy questions, and I think my grandmother sort of got tired trying to answer them or telling me to go to the library, so she brought me this book.
So isn't it amazing that years and years later, here you are, still looking for the answers to questions, now just for other people?
That's true, but, you know, at the end of the day, we all have questions that sometimes we're not able to find the answers.
Are there ever any sad calls?
Oh, yes. There's a number of calls that stand out in my mind. Some of the ones where they're trying to find a loved one that has gone missing or disappeared. Some of the questions are really beyond the scope of what we're able to provide. But generally, we can point you in the right direction to things. But always the ones where they're trying to locate a loved one or they're trying to find a birth parent, those really tug at your heartstrings. Oftentimes, the answer is a good referral.
What is it that you love about what you do?
I like to help people. Historically, I think we could agree that libraries are not really easy places to use, and we like to think that we're making great strides in making the library and information in general more accessible and easier to use for everybody.
Final question, Jim. Do you think that girl that I meet every morning in the coffee shop, do you think she likes me?
Well, you know, these kinds of questions, sometimes the best answer is time will tell.
Thanks, Ask NYPL.
Thanks very much, Colin. Good questions.